Rural hospitals across the U.S. are struggling financially. In fact, last year, 19 of these facilities closed, the most in well over a decade. Elwood City, Pennsylvania, is one of the communities that lost its hospital in 2019. This small borough sits on the border of two counties, where populations have been dwindling for half a century. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on what the loss of this hospital means for the town and surrounding areas.
I am walking around the perimeter of the now closed Elwood City Medical Center. I'm at a set of automatic double doors. Of course, they're not opening.
Near all the entrances, signs state that services are temporarily suspended and then list the three nearest hospitals, each located roughly 30 to 40 minutes away. Towards the back of the facility, at an employee door, I see a woman leaving.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Do you work here?
Yes.
Have they told you if the hospital's going to open up?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
In 2017, the medical center was purchased by the Florida-based AmeriCorps Health. But in late November, a broken CT scanner prompted the state to bar the facility from admitting new patients. 2 weeks after that, AmeriCorps closed the entire medical center. AmeriCorps said it hoped to reopen the facility this month, according to several media reports. Then right before New Year's, the company filed for bankruptcy. No one seems to know if or when the facility will reopen, and AmeriCorps isn't answering the phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
The situation has confused some patients of Dr. Beth Magnifico, whose primary care practice rents office space from the medical center in an adjacent building.
I think the community thought that the doors were truly padlocked, and we had to say, oh no, doors are open, we're here Monday through Friday.
Though Magnifico is seeing patients, the hospital's closing presents challenges.
So I'm missing those x-ray services, MRI services, CT services that were at my fingertips for my patients. Now I don't have those.
No matter where you look, it's affecting everybody.
Florist Patty Kuhn owns a shop in downtown Elwood City.
They have to get new doctors, they have to go outside the area.
While arranging a bouquet of daisies and hydrangeas, she says that the closing of the medical center was a shock.
But I feel like in the community of big hospitals, we were one of the few little ones left. But seems to be what's happening these days.
Populations across rural America are declining. That means hospitals treat fewer patients and generate less revenue. In the garage of the Elwood City Fire Department, Chief Rick Myers opens the back of the fleet's medical van.
We have our medical bag, carries the oxygen, the AED, any backboards, spinal stabilization.
The department attends every 911 emergency in the borough. Myers says last year there were nearly 600 calls. Now that the hospital is closed, he says this puts a strain on first responders.
Somebody may now call 911 for something they may not have before because they could have just drove right up the street.
When Elwood City firefighters attend a medical call, it's their job to provide immediate care, but they can't drive anyone to the hospital. Instead, patients wait until an ambulance arrives. Without an ER in town, this might take hours.
Especially for somebody who needs a higher level of care immediately, that's a big difference.
Last year, Pennsylvania began a program that attempts to stabilize the finances of rural hospitals through fixed revenue payments. The Elwood City Medical Center was not part of this initiative. The Elwood City Ledger reports that the hospital CEO said that the facility's ER did not meet the program's threshold for meaningful use. However, the Pennsylvania Department of Health says the medical center was eligible. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.